This is a meeting of the City of Sylvania's Employee and Community Relations Committee. We are here to discuss the proposed ordinance regarding mobile food trucks. Present today are myself, Patrick Richardson, Chair, members of the committee, Katie Capellini and Brian McCann. We also have members of council, Lindsay Stow and Mark Frye, and also joining us from administration is Leslie Briney, Kevin Haller, and Chuck Silverman.
Good, everybody?
Yes. We have, Leslie sent out the updated version of the proposed legislation. Leslie, can you maybe for the record start and walk us through, just to remind us what was changed in this compared to the last one?
Sure. Yeah, there were just a couple of changes, the primary change being the change to the penalty provision, which is 769.99. I just asked for a little bit of direction at the last committee meeting as to whether you wanted to handle that enforcement more on the civil side with a penalty or criminal side through the court system. The committee's recommendation was that it be a civil penalty, so I made that change and incorporated that. And then also, the other kind of major change was the way the spaces are allocated. I think there was a, rather than coming back to council every time we say, okay, well, the third spot doesn't work, kind of what Kevin talked about at the last meeting, we thought we would just incorporate the most flexibility that we could, so I provided the authority to establish the spaces along Main Street and Maplewood, and the hours of operation through Kevin. So if he's seeing that the space isn't working out or something like that, he can make that change. So those are really the only, the two substantive changes from the previous draft.
And I know, Brian, you had emailed some questions earlier. Do you want to discuss those?
Yes.
Before we get into this?
If that's appropriate right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to find you there. So in 769.05, inspection and license fees, section C of that, we set a fee of $250 per unit for each licensing period the owner receives such license. So the license fee, isn't that what is charged by the county?
No, that is to operate in the right way. Let's say you're just a truck that wants to operate in, that wants to come to the special events or the Friday art walks. For that, if you're that type of food truck, you just pay the $25 fee that we talked about. If you're a food truck that wants to come and operate in one of the spaces and register through the online system, that's
on any day out of that special event.
Yep. That's when the $250 kicks in.
Okay, so
that's when you have to pay that.
Is this clear enough to that? And that's really where I was going because.
Okay. I'm sorry, I apologize, Brian.
No,
you might have just said it.
We were just going back and forth because I was trying to turn it
off. Sorry.
Yes, I didn't think I saw anybody else.
I can certainly make it more clear. This is when it talks about the public right-of-way license fee that it is referring to.
So, and again, as you said, for each licensing period, the economy.
So that's for a year.
So maybe we could add just a sentence to say, in parenthesis, non-event.
Yep, exactly.
For outside of scheduled events.
Yep.
And I probably just should have sent that to you, but I wanted to talk out
to
all of us.
Yep, no, that's
and then the other was, and this is not to you, this is to us. Kevin, who is setting up the online registration system, and do we have a timeline on it? Because if we're going to put this in effect, that should be there.
We would do that, and my goal is to have that up by June
1. Okay.
I've been going back and forth with SCADA. While I was out, I did, unfortunately, that correspondence kind of fell off. But I think that we can have it up in call by.
And it looks like just the delineated fields, one page thing, so it shouldn't be that hard to set up. And what is it going to be? Or what is that page? Where is that going to go? And system?
It would be
10?
Yes.
Okay.
Tim will have access to it. He'll have free capability, and I'll have it distributed.
Okay.
I may ultimately change that with everything with his own administration, but initially, my intent was to have the service director, the administrator, and then the zoning administrator with free capabilities, so that he can see who's supposed to be there and things. Yeah. And actually, the way the system works, if you sign up as a, if you sign up as a customer, and then they have special report, if you sign up as a customer, you can see the system. You can see who is set up for, you know, space number one or space number two.
Okay.
Well, it says they can know there's another pizza shop there, if they're trying to work, I mean, okay.
And Doug's here. And one more question back to you. Just the fee, the $250, was that something that we decided on? Or was that?
I believe so. I think it was originally $100 or something for the, there was a lot of discussion about fees at one of the meetings, at the very first meeting, I think. We talked about the fees and the penalty.
Right.
We made the,
and that's why I thought they were fees.
We made the registration fee lower.
Right.
The $25, and that's when I think we talked, we need to increase the fee.
Because I remember talking about the penalty being $250.
Yeah. Right.
But the daily registration, I didn't recall.
Yeah, I remember the penalty being $250. I don't remember talking about it.
It's over the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I'm changing.
Harrisburg charges $100, but that they don't have the separate sign up. They don't have the annual fee plus the right of way fee. It's just $100 for any vendor for the year.
So I think, and also, let's say for the record that Doug Hannon has joined us. You can see you. Thank you. You know, I think that's a good segue into what Perrysburg does, and maybe Kevin, if you can talk about the similarities or not similarities to that. And I'd like to hear your take on this because, you know, the Director of Public Services is in here a lot as doing a lot. So I'd love to hear your take on this and how we go forward.
Yeah, I appreciate that and appreciate the opportunity. When this topic first came up, Leslie took a look at the area of some area communities and kind of based her first draft on the Perrysburg model and brought that to council. And then as that discussion took place, the council kind of indicated that they wanted to have a little more the fees to be controlled. Let's talk about whether it's right of way or private. And it started becoming much more of a document than what was originally started with. And you know this that the Perrysburg ordinance is this from the back. The document that you had that you printed it up. We're at 12 pages.
Can we use smaller print?
And I think, and as Patrick said, the Director of Public Services mentioned quite a bit in here. I tend to think that we've gotten a little too big. Or too detailed, or too structured, or you know whatever word you want to use with this document. You know, I think we have a situation where we want to protect our events that happen with our downtown organizations, and we want to make sure that somebody doesn't horn in on those and you know get a free ride, so to speak, during those and. I think if perhaps we went back a little more to the Perrysburg model, and I apologize, I haven't marked that model up to to do so, but I think if we went back to something a little closer to the Perrysburg model, where we can protect those downtown events, and to an extent, our existing brick and mortar buildings, you know, they pay, whether they own the building or not, they're paying taxes, they're paying income taxes, they're paying property taxes, and so we want to protect them, while at the same time encouraging some other people to come in there. I think that's a good idea. I don't think none of this is a bad idea. I think maybe we've just gotten a little bit too technical, too pretty cumbersome with this process for a few spots. So I wonder, you know, when Perrysburg started this, you know, in like May of 2016, they started it to where they were going to regulate food trucks. And they started with the $250 fees. They started with the licensing. They started with the event fees and all of that kind of stuff. And after a year, in May of 2017, this is what they ended up. And so I'm thinking that once, if we decide to move forward with the larger program, the food trucks are going to come in and they're going to tell us, "Look, it's not going to happen." You know, when Perrysburg came in with the 250, the food truck organizations come in and said that's way too high. You know, nobody's going to pay it. Nobody's going to come. And so they ultimately settled on $100. That's how they got to $100. My thinking is that we go back a little more towards the Perrysburg model, we may have to fine tune that. We may have to set up the rules and regulations so that there's some flexibility there, so that, oh yeah, we didn't think about that, or yeah, our ordinance doesn't cover that overall. I did get a hold of the old service director for Perrysburg. He's since retired, but they haven't had any problems with their ordinance since they instituted.
So they have a lot of food truck coming? I mean, I don't know. Do you, Patrick, Perrysburg?
I've been down there and seen food trucks when they have their farmer's market on their, whatever, it's not Main Street, but whatever.
It's Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So during an event, they have trucks?
Yeah, I've seen trucks there.
Randomly?
I don't go down downtown Perrysburg that much.
Yeah, I don't either. That's
I've seen.
I don't know, through the week, I don't know, you know, any given Wednesday night, I don't know if there's any down there or not. Yeah, the farmer's market is typically one.
And that's, you know, I think to all remind us, you know, the reason this all started was DSA came to us and asked us to do this because they wanted to be able to regulate what food trucks were there, primarily on First Fridays, if I'm not mistaken, that's what the deal was. And Mark, you can
correct
that. So is a, whatever, 12, 14 page document, doing that, is this too much? Is the Perrysburg model, as we're saying, would we be able to do that? Would we be able to give the DSA to regulate which food trucks are here on a first Friday with the 1.5-page document?
I think we can. We can either do it the easy way to do it, and they actually do it in here, is, you know, if there's an event going on, you can't be within 500 feet of it unless you're part of the event. So, you know, Let's say the first Friday our walk is, you know, Maplewood is the section that they shut down for the food trucks. You can't be within 500 feet of Maplewood
on a first Friday night, unless you go through DSA.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Well, what is the members of the committee, members of council, any good opinions on what we talked about?
So I'm leaning towards, this is a really big document, and we have one zoning administrator, and he already has a lot to do, and this seems like a lot for, and the only thing that I was thinking about adding was in the very beginning where it says, mobile food vending units that only operate as part of a special event or public event shall not require this mobile food vending license. I was going to say, or if you're on private property, because, and then they don't even have to read the rest of those 14 pages. Yeah. And the one that parks in the credit union parking lot, I've seen a few different trucks there, like just during the week, and it's really a perfect location.
Yeah.
And he's on, they're invite them on private property. We could start simple and then add, but I feel like we're creating like a whole job for.
Yeah, is this going to create more problems than we had before, you know, before we started this?
And I don't want to make something that we can't even enforce.
Yeah, it's that, you know, as you start going through here and you start taking a look at the things that we have to regulate, you know, one, if somebody comes in at 5 o'clock, there's nobody here. So, you know, our police force is going to have to be enforcing these things. Is that what we want our police force doing? You know, I'd rather have them, you know, operate traffic sounds in the neighborhoods and things of that nature. So, you know, I think Leslie did what was asked of her.
No, thank you, Leslie. I feel like we keep twisting you back and forth.
But.
To start in Perrysburg, it's always better to add than subtract, right?
So with the Perrysburg model, they still have to get the, whatever you want to call it, the health and wellness certification with the city. And then when they want it, if there's not an event, they can pretty much park in the public right of way whenever. But right now, if there's not an event going, it's the Wild West. And then if there's an event, which includes Redbird First Friday, they would need to go through DSA if they want to be within 500 feet of that event. And then if they disobey that, they're fined whatever we decide.
Right.
And what is the amount that Perrysburg uses for the health and safety? It's all included.
Lucas County.
They charge one fee and it's $100 a year. So there's not the difference. It's not the Lucas County one.
I guess, right, Perrysburg and Wood County.
Yes, okay, so, and would you need to get that if they're coming just for a special event? But they don't want to be here on the day week.
I think you should.
And that would be in addition to whatever they have to pay to be a part of that special event.
Okay. What that enables us to do, it enables us to do some background checks on the employees and stuff. And, you know, it's, you don't know who's in that truck.
So, go ahead.
The only thing I would suggest is that the penalty should be more than the permit. Materially more.
Gotcha.
In my mind, anyways.
Okay.
Otherwise,
yeah, because of that, the penalty is the permit. Because if it's a $100 penalty to park on Main Street, well, they're just going to do it, and that's as much as
they can. If they get caught, then they'll pay the fine. Yeah. If they don't get caught, then they got $100 in their pocket.
Yep.
Right. The one caveat to that, there is a limitation. If you do but get in violation of that twice, then you can't operate anymore. So they could do it twice, but you're right. They can say
so we make the penalty $250.
Yeah, I don't care what you make it, as long as it's. But it's got to be a penalty. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, it's just making good on their annual permit.
How does council feel about maybe going back to the drawing board, so to speak, and looking at a more simplified legislation that we can, you know, see how it works, maybe add to if needed, but starting more simplified. Would everybody be in agreement with something like that?
Should we ask the lawyer in the crowd what he thinks?
Kind of waiting for you to chime in.
Thank you,
Heather. You know.
There are two of us.
I know.
Scary, huh?
Yeah.
I think a more simplified approach probably gets you better from wines, too. I mean, the food truck operators are going to have a tough time with the craft legislation.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't ask her to do it. She did a great job. I mean, it's a good, it's a nice regulatory piece.
Yeah, I gave her a heads up when I went up this afternoon. I said, Leslie, I'm going to tear apart everything.
No, I've done this long enough.
What I would prefer that we don't do is to have another committee meeting to discuss.
Can we just email
how many
legislation
and then the head of a pin?
What was that?
How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? Yeah. Just ask the law director to craft something utilizing the Perrysburg document as the general outline and prepare and get it to you all as the committee and other members of council.
I would be very okay with that. And I suppose somebody does have issues, we can email you about them, but.
Exactly. Yep, just let me know in advance and then can, I should still have that original draft. If not, it won't take me long to pass it out. I can get it out to you for sure by Monday.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes, if you just wouldn't mind doing a motion to modify the proposed legislation in accordance with Perrysburg regulations.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it has been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion passes, and the administration will draft a simplified version of our legislation. Is there any other discussion, anything else to add from anybody?
Do we still need the website interaction?
I don't think so, right?
No, because we're not scheduling spaces. Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Does the oversight follow from the DSA or chamber?
I'll work with DSA and chamber and, you know, see kind of thing. I mean, I know how they set their things up, so I can kind of think, Leslie might kind of think.
But we don't need to have that in the legislation.
No.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, if there's nothing else, there are a motion to adjourn.
Just one other thing,
yeah.
And I don't know if this is the right committee for it or not. We passed another banner ordinance mm-hmm. on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started looking at banners, I think that was appropriate. I'm not sure that bringing every single banner to council every single time is, and I don't know if this is the right committee for it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have it in here. I don't know, Doug, was that zoning that was that on?
I don't remember.
I'm just wondering whether we need to have that in front of council every time or whether we want to outsource that to the administrative staff, maybe with a notice or something.
I think the thought originally was that, honestly, we wanted to discourage banners, we wanted to make it burdensome, and we wanted to know before they put stuff up over the street.
Right.
I think this was a Mark Lutke piece originally.
Yeah, I remember we just didn't want Aunt Billy's yard sale at the corner of such and such and such and such being
right.
a banner.
Right.
We the only banners, I mean, we don't have that many banners.
Yeah. We've got the one over Monroe Street. And we're further down towards where
Wendy's
was.
And I remember rejecting one of those ones for somebody that wasn't in Sylvania. I can't remember who it was.
And I think it was a for-profit event also. I think it was an
advertisement. Yeah, it was for-profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've established a criteria, mm-hmm. which says it's got to be not-for-profit. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It doesn't really matter to me that much, but I know that Lawrence was right at the edge of being able to meet their time deadline. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, passing an ordinance for something that's already been hung is an issue. So I just was thinking that, you know, maybe something we want to consider modifying.
I think part of it also was, I'm not sure that whoever the service director was at the time was actually comfortable with not bringing the stuff to council and getting some blessing. He didn't want the second guess.
Yeah.
Exposure.
Yeah, I don't care one way or the other. But we keep going, and I just wanted to mention that. I was sitting there thinking about it as we were going through that, thinking, man, it's Monday night, and I think their graduation is this weekend.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
That goes through 10 anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that go to the planning for architecture or
no?
Okay, so it just comes
through to you
after here.
Okay, it's as simple as, you know, council wanted to know what banners were going on.
Right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's okay like it is. I mean,
if you want to talk about doing consensus agendas, that would be, that could really affect short-term meetings.
Yeah, we already got yelled at about our agenda being too short, I think. And reaching these emails, so not, I'm not sure they're going to go there.
We're going to try to prevent the board's thing from occurring again. We get, I mean, we don't have that many. We have the schools, Lords, Marathon Classic. So we're going to start like about 30 to 45 days in advance. Say, hey, they're planning on doing the banner again. Get the
proactive.
Yeah, be proactive.
Yeah, I know the Lords was digging around their warehouse somewhere trying to find whether they still had the banner from last year.
Yeah, there have been a couple people change, you know, a couple position changes and that kind of stuff, and nobody was sure what was where. So it was pretty hectic.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, any other discussion? Come before the committee. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Motion passes.